Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I am here to share with you what I've learned. Check out my website at theroofercoach.com. Got some downloads that will help you grow your business, make more money, and most importantly, get more free time. So you can spend time with your family. You can take them on that two-week vacation this summer that we talk about all the time. Keeping things in balance, keeping your life in balance, keeping your business in balance. Sell work, do work, keep score. We talk about it every episode. And we're going to talk about it today in our second part of my coaching call with John, a contractor from Georgia that has some great processes and systems. This is how to run a business. And really, in a way that you not only make a lot of money, run a profitable business, most importantly, have free time. He's got two little kids. His wife's been able to quit her professional job and be a stay-at-home mom. And we've clearly defined his goals, his destination. What's the meaning of a success for him? It's different for everybody. And he's got a pretty clear picture of what that is. That way we can come back, design a roadmap to get him there. And he's done a great job. And the difference is he listens to the podcast and he actually implements the things we talk about. The things that, from my experience, from discussions with our guests, because that's what it's all about. Because you can have the best plan in the world, but without action, it doesn't mean squat. You got to take action. You've got to have a plan and identify that. I want to talk about that couple of things I want to get into before the interview that came out of a couple of coaching calls this week. And something I'm doing with all of my clients is it's time for our mid-year review. It's halftime. Okay, what's the score? How did we do? We go into the locker room. It's the same thing. Our coach reviews the things that went right, the things that went wrong. But we've got to know the score. That means knowing your numbers. We talk about this constantly, that if you don't know your numbers, you don't know what's working and what's not. So here we come into the second half of our year, of our game. What's the plan? What do we need to change? What do we need to work on? And we've got 6 months of actual stuff here. That changed our budget, our thinking. Was that to the positive or was, to the negative? We've got a whole new program. We're coming out of COVID. What does that mean? What are our opportunities, our threats? We've got to take a look at this. And where are we going to go? How do we finish this year out and make this the best year ever? That's what we're talking about. And that's done in the mid-year review. And I'm going to, I always have a podcast episode about that around this time. I've got a couple of great interviews the next couple of weeks. So we'll get into that a little late. And it'll be afterwards. I like to do this before. We've been working on this for the month of June, just getting these reviews, tweaking here and there, making sure that we're ready for the second half of the year. We've got a plan. So if you want to talk about this and how that works, get in touch with me. You can go to my website. There's a big button you can click on, set an appointment for a half hour, 45 minute free call. We'll talk about this. What are we looking at? How did your half year go? And what's going to happen moving forward? What are your opportunities? What do you need to work on? And that's what we're talking about. And if that's something you want to do, be sure to get in touch with me. What's important is to have someone to take a look from the outside. When you're in the trenches every day, it's hard to see the forest through the trees, all of these great sayings, but it is important to get another set of eyes, have someone to bounce ideas off of, and that's what I do in my coaching program. So get in touch with me, we can talk about it, see if it's right for you. All right, well, I said I was going to talk about the coaching calls, but I've run out of time because I've got to send this out to my assistant, my virtual assistant. Let me tell you how this podcast recording goes, okay? Because I don't know, I think it's kind of interesting. I've learned over time. Basically, what I do is that I get on Zoom, I'll interview my guest, I take it and I put it into GarageBand on my Mac, just take the audio. And then maybe I've got to do some splicing, cut it up, take out some of my stupid comments, take out my brain fades, make it so it's somewhat listenable. Is that a word? Listenable. Then I send it off to my virtual assistant, and she listens to the show, writes out the show notes. And if you look at the on your phone, on your computer, the podcast, it will have show notes. So it kind of gives a description of what we talk about, summarizes this, and then has any links that we may have talked about. Now, and she does that, and I take those show notes, send it over to another VA, and she writes a blog post out of the show notes. So I'm able to repurpose all this. Simple. She puts it up on iTunes, posts it. It's simple, easy, doesn't take me a lot of time, and I love doing it. That's why I'm still doing it. But I've got to cut this down so it takes less time. Just like we were talking about last week with John in our interview that we're going to continue today, is that he has a virtual assistant that runs his office. And it's a great way to do it. You think about ways to, this is how we get our time back. Think things through. Take a look at your day. What could I have gotten done from someone else? Because your time is valuable. You want to be in front of that customer or running your business, but you don't want to be doing things that you can outsource for a lot less money than what you're worth. It's like mowing your lawn, okay? It takes 2 hours to mow your lawn on the weekend. Well, I'd rather spend that with my family and have a gardener come in. Same idea. Same with your business. So always examine all the things that you're doing. How do we tweak this? This is what we talk about in our business plan. And this is how we free up our time. Keep working on the process. Perfect it as you go. And another outsourcer we use is Ruby Receptionist. I've talked about Ruby, how they are virtual receptionists. They answer the phone and they answer it professionally and with a friendly voice. And as we talked about in last week's interview, we use them to pre-qualify our leads. And they can do that. I mean, how many spam calls do you get? All of this stuff, all this clutter. So they can do that. And the way we do it is we have a project discovery sheet. I've talked about that before. You just don't ask, say, okay, who are you? Great, we'll come out and look at your roof. You want to ask them questions, and that's what our discovery sheet is. Asking the right questions, the same thing every time. Do they fit into our ideal prospect, our ideal customer? Is it worth our time to go out there? Well, as we talked about last week, is the idea of pre-qualifying. So we only need to go out and look at three of these deals instead of wasting our time on four or five. And we can spend more time with the people that are going to buy, that can afford our services, that are interested in buying value. And that's what Ruby can do for you. They will ask those questions, but you've got somebody answering the phone. You've got to have a real person answering the phone. It makes a huge difference. So if you want to check these guys out, go to callruby.com/roofershow. See what they're about. But I've got a number of contractors that use them that I work with. And it's just one more way to get things done and free up your time. All right. Well, got that out of the way. Let's jump into our interview with John. As I said, he's a roofing contractor out of Georgia. Great guy, runs a great company. We can all learn a lot from him. This is the second part. So we talked about our three-legged stool: sell work, do work, keep score. We covered the sell work, what he does, the process of selling jobs, how to pre-qualify them, how to get the leads, all of this. Now, today, we're going to pick up where we're going to do the work. How is our production process look? Then we're going to keep score. How does the accounting part of it look? How do we get our job costing done? How do we find out if we made money or lost money on a job? How do we constantly improve by tweaking that process? So this is a great interview, great second part. However, I'll remind you, just as I did the last time, I had problems with my internet. So the call quality really sucks, and I apologize for that. Kind of went in and out. I don't know what the deal was, but it's kind of hard to hear in some spots, but it does come back. So bear with me, but it's worth a listen, trust me. And if you missed last week, be sure you go back and catch that one. But this is how the coaching calls work. We're just on Zoom. We're just having a conversation, and we're moving his business along to improve things, to make it more profitable, to make it less time required to run this thing. So we're just going to jump in the call and go for it. All right. So let's jump into now. We've sold the work. We've got the work. We kicked ass. Now we're going to do the job. Tell me the process, particularly the handoff from you to production.
So that's literally what I'm working on right now with the new hire.
Okay.
The handoff is what we're working on. Currently it's just me. There's not going to be a loss in communication because I've got everything already, you know, documented, the pictures, the work order, the material order, all that's very seamless because I'm doing it. But right now I'm training a production manager to literally take the job in an efficient way. And if I've done my job correctly, he won't need to talk to me at all. And he'll be able to contact the customer, get our crew set up, get the whole job done. And then Tisha will invoice him when it's done. I mean, that's the goal. That's the next piece of the puzzle for me theme is to free up my time. A lot of time is, you know, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, going to a crew and managing that job all day.
And he's your first hire basically in-house besides your VA. Is that right? Or do you have anybody else?
Correct.
So you decided rather than another salesman, getting your salesman for your first employee, like so many contractors do, you felt that this was a better way to go because, and I agree with you, man. I mean, you're always going to be the best salesman in your business because you've got the passion, you got the heart, and you can build the trust. So I like that. I think that's great. And by bringing on a production guy, superintendent, in between, whatever you want to call him, that's what it's all about, is keeping you in front of the customer. I love that. I mean, that's great. So I agree. So this handoff now, do we do a pre-job? Do we call it a pre-job conference? Or, you know, how does that, it gets to you and then, okay, you've got it laid out well where your superintendent, he's getting that information. He's going out to the job. Is he doing a pre-job? You know, I've got a whole process for the pre-job, but Sure. Tell me how that works.
So the process that we are working on right now as far as training is that the day before the job, he contacts the customer. Hopefully he meets the customer, but it's more about I want him to contact the customer before the day of the roof. I don't want the first time somebody meets our production manager to be, you know, 6:30 in the morning, haven't had their coffee. They don't see me. They see the day before he goes out, and we're actually going to implement installing the catch-all system the day before.
Yeah.
Again, it's just another efficiency. The landscape's protected, and there's another day of marketing. So we have our banners out on the catch-all system. The yard sign goes up, and we're going to start hanging door hangers saying, hey, we're going to be starting a roof next day. It's essentially going to say, pardon our progress kind of deal.
They're part of the best all that business. Yeah. Great.
So there's a little bit of a sales marketing, and then there's also customer experience. They know the material is going to be delivered the day before. He's going to inspect the material. He's going to, you know, just introduce himself. And then to the next morning, he's there and they're like, hey, there he is again. The same person. That's part of the process.
I agree. I mean, our goal should be to get one job, one additional job for every one that we do in a neighborhood by that referral. Because if we can get people to come by the house, take a look at it. I mean, that's like a review, you know, having a review. There's social proof there. There's trust, you know, hey, I got my neighbor. I'm going to follow up on this. I'm a neighbor up the street. And it doesn't cost any money.
Huge part that people do not understand about is customer acquisition costs. And that's another reason why I hired him, is because I want to lower the acquisition cost. And that's the way you do it, is by marketing. It's not just by managing the job that makes the existing customer feel better, but it's more about everybody around it. You know, what do they see? Are we the most professional roofing company they've ever seen? That's our goal. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay. So that handoff goes. Now, are you subcontracting your work? You use subcontractors, don't you?
We have one subcontractor crew for residential replacement. Yes.
Okay. And that's a crew you've been working with for a while. You trust them. They take care of business.
That's right. Yeah. They're amazing. I love those guys. We have, you know, it's not just about paying them well. It's more about mutual respect.
Like it.
Expectations are exactly where they need to be. It's the same. It's more about efficiency and production. Is they, you know, what to do with this type of flashing, what to do with this, you know, how to set the drip edge, all those things we've worked on for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you, man. I mean, that's shit. You should be, you can coach me, man. This is great. Okay. So
I just have to say, I mean, I'm always learning.
What's that? You broke up.
I'm always learning. I'm never going to say I've got it figured out. I mean, ever. Love it. Never.
Yep. Likewise, man. I'm an old guy, you know, and I learn something every day. That's why I love coaching, man. I learn so much from all of the contractors that I work with. That's why I do it. It's great. Anyway, okay. So you've finished the job. What happens then?
I would say was a weakness in our process is that final walk around, mainly just because I can't be two places at once. I'm usually the sales call. And so I'm not able to be there right when the guys get done. They're very, very clean with magnets and blowers like they should be. The catch-all is just going to make that easier. And so we'll do another drone video or drone pictures to show, hey, this is what we did. Again, we're showing the customer this before is what your new roof looks like. That's right. And then they love that. They love either video or a before and after using company cam, and they'll be like, this is the best thing ever. And so then, we send the review request through our automations. They get a review request. We register the warranty. And then we invoice them and they pay online, hopefully not a physical check, because we want everything to be, as efficient as possible. And so everything's there. It's all set up.
Wow. So
you have a checklist. You have like that 10-point checklist. We don't have that. We just show all the, we basically repeat what the contract said. So like, if we knew we're going to flash a chimney, we'll take a picture of the chimney.
I got you.
Go through each part of what they've paid for. Again, it's the value. They have paid us to do this service.
Yeah. What I use, and I'll get you a copy of this, it's called the Perfect 10. And where this came from was we kept doing the stupid stuff, same thing over and over again. In our case, you know, we get a lot of duct leaks from the HVAC equipment on the roof because everything's got HVAC equipment on the roof here. Water would blow into these and they would leak. And so this is something that we would take care of if it was big job, you know, a lot of work. We would, you know, charge them for it. If it's something that's real quick, we'd just take care of it. When in this Perfect 10, what we did would take the top 10 screw ups that we were making repeatedly, okay, and that were causing complaints, causing problems, you know, maybe, you know, not sweeping the ground well enough or something like that. So the way that we do it, we have, it's called a Perfect 10. And you go down and you check off these 10 items, okay, and you take a photo. So if it's the HVAC equipment, okay, I want to see a photo that you've done that, okay, check, check, check. And this was something that usually I had a separate guy that was just, you know, kind of a low-level guy that was really good at detail work. He would go walk the roof, make sure there's no fish mouths and, you know, any of this type of stuff. He would check this off. If they got a perfect 10, they got a bonus, say, you know, $250 and spread it out through the crew. So what that does is one, it cuts our freaking callbacks, I mean, by 90%. Two, it's simple. I mean, you know, I go, guys, it's $250 in your pocket. All you got to do is walk around and make sure these things are done. And I'm paying you to do that. Okay. And we kept a board, you know, and kept a scoreboard and tracked it and by foreman, by crew, and it kicked ass. And we got perfect 10s on almost every job, which is what you want to do. For $250 to make sure you don't have a callback, we used to leave so many damn ladders on the jobs. You know, I say, why don't we just stencil our name on there and, you know, we'll use it for advertising. But the cost to go back and pick it up when they say, hey, your ladder's still here, you know, it's crazy. So that's we use. And I use it with a lot of my clients, you know, because even with particularly with subcontractors, they've got a lot of problems with subcontractors doing those kind of things. And this has worked really well. Even if you got to pay $500, you know, to a sub, hey, here's all the stuff, you know, the kind of things that they don't do right, you know? So anyway, if that's something, you know, I love using it. I, you know, everybody liked it. So I'll just get you a copy. If you can use it, it's freaking great. And we can walk through it on one of our calls.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So that it really eliminates it, you know, and then I also use it as a sales tool. And what you're saying, I mean, nobody does that. Let me show you our process for this roof. This is how it's going to go. Let me explain this to you. You do that in the sale. This is why we're better. And here's our quality control that we use on every job, because we used to have problems on the jobs. Everybody has the same kind of problems. This is how we eliminate them. And we use this Perfect 10. People are going, oh, geez, you know, Bob's Roofing doesn't do that. I know that. So it's just one more of the of the dozens of ways that, you know, we are separating ourselves from the competition.
I like it. It's really good. It's really powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll be sure to get you that thing. We'll work that into the system. Okay. The review process. What do you do to get the reviews? Because obviously what you're doing is working.
So we've used several different very common companies that you've probably seen in the roofing space. We simply created our own custom review process that.
Who do you use? Who have you used in the past?
Something like that.
Have you used
Birdeye and Broadly, and they were both great. They had very, very strong. I mean, they had good dashboards. They had you know, a good process, a good timing.
Yeah.
It, It really was just, again, that the software that we developed, we have integrated that in that software.
Because that's two of the apps that I recommend, you know, to automate. But you're saying you have taken what the best and you've designed your own.
That's right.
And it works, obviously.
That's right. Yeah. So that's what we, I mean, it's not a complicated deal, but it is effective. Yeah, exactly. It works.
Got it. All right. Job's done. Checks in the mail. How do we keep score? We've sold the job. We've done the job. Now we're bringing it around to bookkeeping, accounting, so forth. What do you do? You've got an outsourced bookkeeper that you use, right?
Sure. So we triple check our work. Tisha does a lot of like the day to day. Then we have a profit first professional who does our bookkeeping, and then Then we have an accountant who also knows profit first. But for practical purposes for each job, we do a pre-job budget. Job Nimbus is great for that. We do it.
Yeah.
And then most importantly, after the job's done, let's say you had to go buy $97 worth of plywood, which is two sheets of plywood right now. Then we add that to the job cost, and we get our real numbers pretty much close to the dollar. Tisha does that after the job's done. So let's say I had to pay the guys more for something that I oversaw, but you add that to the budget. If we had to, you know, if we had a return because we ordered too much material or we intentionally ordered too much material, we just make sure that that's how we track our real numbers as far as margins after the job's done.
Right. Okay. So your job cost and your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going through, are you using Job Nimbus for that?
Every single one. And we are. And then our bookkeeper double checks that afterwards. But Job Nimbus gives us a pretty detailed picture of what's going on. Most importantly about that process is we have an automation within our team that says, hey, the job's done. You need to do a post-job budget. And go over all the invoice. Like that's important to have that automation in there because that's something that people forget a lot. So another part, the automations are not just for the customer. They're for our team as well. It's to remind me to do stuff, sales, production, accounting, everybody to do different parts in their role.
Okay. So you're doing a, what I call a postmortem. You're looking at estimate versus actual, seeing what the variances are. And, you know, so you're able to adjust whatever it is. Hey, I forgot to put in the porta potty or, you know, so that way, you know, what's going on, you know, why the job went well, went bad, and you're able to track it because each job should stand on its own. And, and you're doing that.
That's right. Every job. And that's how we track. And we also, as far as, sales culture within the organization. I know I'm the only sales guy, but we do it per quarter. So it's not every week. It's not every month. Per quarter is an easy way. It's something that I like to do. And of course I've stolen this from smarter people than me, is that doing it per quarter is more helpful for the, you know, the mental psychological status of how is the company progressing throughout the year. So, you know, we'll do a post-job report as far as budgets on every single job, but we really don't look at it until after. I mean, Job Nimbus sets a minimum, so we have to hit that. If we are not hitting the minimum, I mean, the company decides what the minimum margin is. Then I figure out what happened. Like we get an alert, you know, this budget doesn't work because you're below your margin. So, you know, we stay above our margin all the time.
Right on. And you track gross profit.
That's what we track majority. We track, I'm actually pulling up my reports right now. So the number of jobs, the average job size, obviously, you know, the total revenue is okay. We more about average gross profit per job. And then the we track the gross margin from each job.
So love it. You must be listening to my podcast, man.
Yeah. It just makes things easier when you do it. I mean, it's all set up for you. All you got to do is just do it. That's it.
I have a hell of a time getting people to understand that it's the gross margin that we want to track, because that tells us what happened on the job. Now, when we're talking about net profit, that's a different story, because, you know, that's those are overhead decisions that we're making, you know, and those are long-term decisions, and we can control that, whether we're going to buy a new truck or not, or what we're going to do. But the jobs, tracking the jobs is everything. And keeping that margin consistent, keeping it up there, because that's where the money's at to me. I mean, if we can do less work, make more money, have more free time, that's what we're doing here, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. If you can raise your margin, you don't have to do as much work. And if you don't have to do as much work, because if you can continue to grow your business, grow it profitably with what you've got, man, you are so far ahead of the game, because probably the next step, you know, would be to bring a salesman on. And the way that works is the first guy you bring on is not going to work out, because he told you he was God's gift to roofing or whatever. And you're going to go through that whole process. What happens then is that it sucks away from your sales. Your sales go down. This guy's not going to be producing for a while. You know, on and on and on it goes. And you've got to coach him. You've got to train them, and you know, all the stuff that you're not having to deal with, which is why this is so awesome, is that employees, there's just so many moving parts to keep these guys motivated, coaching them, accountable, not screwing around, this and that. So I like that. And I think, you know, you're right. You got a lot of room to grow with the existing system, and you may not want to go more from that. I mean, if you can continue to just keep tweaking, you may say, hey, you know, grow or die. I think that's crap. It's not about the growth. It's about the margin, you know?
That's right.
So I love what you're talking about here, man. Okay. I gotta get on to my next call here in a minute. Let's get some takeaways here. What do we got from this? Give me three takeaways that we got from this meeting, and let's talk about our next call.
I mean, just basically walking through the process with you has really helped me. Just thinking about my process in a different way, verbalizing it, it's always in my head. So talking about it, talking with you, getting your feedback is super helpful. I know that I need to work on, I really like the, you know, I've heard about the perfect 10 for a while. I really want to implement that into the production side of things. And then just continue to be careful about, you said something kind of like in passing, but net profit is about decisions that you make. It's so true. It's like, do I buy the big truck? Do I, you know, all the things that people make mistakes with, you know, that's a really big thing. I need to always stay humble as far as like what I'm spending, as far as money personally, and even with the business, like making sure that my net profit still is not just dropping below what my expense, you know, what I'm selling each month. So that's what I've taken back from this call today.
I love it. Okay. There's one thing that I want to bring up is in your insurance, do you have life insurance?
Mm-hmm. I was an insurance agent. I have a ton of it.
I don't need to tell you.
I'm overly insured. I have disability insurance.
That was my next question, was disability insurance. And I always tell, you know, contractors, you've got to make sure that one, you've got life insurance, you know, because it's a dangerous job. And number two is disability insurance is so important, particularly when these guys are climbing around on roofs. I mean, you're doing it with a drone, which I think is freaking awesome. It just talks about reducing the things that can go wrong.
Risk. Yeah, there's no risk. I mean, because I know that whole world, you're six times, That's maybe funny. Seven times now, six or seven times more likely to become disabled. And, the biggest risk right now, even though it is a fun, awesome system that I have, is that I'm it.
Yep.
And I need my daily activities covered. And and truthfully, you know, private disability insurance doesn't even cover what we need. Yeah. So again, I'm excited about bringing on at least one employee that can I could train him on the phone. If I, if I can't move, I could, you know, talk to him and say, hey, this is how you do this. I mean, Tisha could write all the estimates. We could never even show up and write them.
Yeah. And the disability, well, most people don't understand this, is that you are so much more likely, you know, most people have, you know, hopefully they have life insurance, but because it's so damn cheap, but disability insurance is expensive for that reason. You're much more likely to do that. And it goes on for, you know, for a long time, which is what you need, because it basically, you know, for the most part, it covers the basics and so forth, you know, keeps you having living expenses. You can, you know, support your family and do all of this, because, hey, that happens, man.
Yep, it does.
And the other thing that I like about what we're talking about here is, this is getting down to a McDonald's kind of franchise idea, where everything is written down, every process is there. I always talk about getting before you start really growing, because everybody wants to be the biggest in town, all this crap. Before you start doing that, me neither. you just the most profitable. But you've got to build this foundation. You got to have these are the processes and systems that we talk about all the time. Once you've got those down, now you can do all kinds of things. I mean, you could open another branch if that's what you want to do. And it's a plug and play. You've built a saleable asset, which is what I always want to see, you know, because that's, you know, when we talk about what's our goal, what's our destination, we want to build a company that, you know, has value. When we want to sell it, we want to bring our kids into it, we want to do whatever, there's value there. And
my kids are never going to buy this thing, because I'm not giving them a discount. So they got to, I'm selling the baby.
Well, all you do is just bring some people in and say, hey, follow this thing. And I'm going to go and send me the checks on the beach, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Good stuff. Let's set up our next time. That's it for this show today. I really enjoy what I do, man. It's just talking to contractors pretty much all day. And I learn so much from everybody. Really enjoy it. If this is something you're interested in, be sure to go to my website at theroofershow.com. There's a button on the contact page. You can click, set up a time, free 30, 45 minute call. Talk about your business. And let's start looking at this mid-year plan, this mid-year review. It's halfway over, man. The time flies. So hopefully we've accomplished the goals that we set out for. Now it's time to review those. Do a post-mortem, how'd we do, the winners and losers. And let's look forward and let's get this planned out this year. So this is going to be our best year ever. Well, that's it. And I really appreciate everybody listening. Get a chance, leave me a review on iTunes. Helps get the show out. Go to the show notes. Go down to the bottom. There's a button you can click on. It'll take you right to the reviews. It's really simple. Make it easy, just as you should make it easy for your customers to leave you reviews. So check that out. Really helps me out. I'd appreciate it. And we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.